Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
I think this is episode 62.
I think you're right, but math was never my strong
suit.
They're
fewer and farther between, but...
But just as good.
They're still here.
Excellent, yes. That's right.
And it's the summer, so...
Right,
you know,
it's our seasonal...
Heating up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So...
In that light.
So here's what we're thinking is that we just kind of wrote down some things that we've been thinking about. Because I think the last time we podcasted was in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just kind of recap on major and recent events.
Right.
And, yeah. So Victoria.
Right.
She's pregnant.
Slutty.
Well, I think it was an accident. Right?
You know, for someone of her age and experience, she should have better birth control.
Yeah,
I'm
she
just
probably
saying.
Should. But
yeah.
It wasn't planned.
Well,
and
so what? That all the more reason.
She hasn't been able to conceive, like, her whole life, so that's her own birth control,
and
right?
Yet she has... Is Reed her only biological child?
Yeah, but it was, like, this big thing
yeah,
where
she was, like,
in the
yeah.
hospital.
Right, yeah.
They were
she's
like,
in a
you'll
coma.
Never have another baby.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You're gonna die.
Okay, well... All right, I suppose it's less her fault then.
Wow, I just totally, I forget about Reed and JT.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mac and...
Yeah. And they're just living in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He's running
la, la,
for
la.
Mayor.
Well, I'm sure that Reed will come back, you know, at some point, like next year.
He's
and
like,
he'll have grown up and now he'll be, you know, in
well,
college.
That actor, though, that's one of the few child actors I actually like.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, have you ever read about him personally? Like, he has some
yeah,
weird
he
heart
has,
defect
yeah.
or something. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Because he, well, because that came out after he did the Darth Vader
yeah.
ad. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
so great.
Totally.
I still love that ad.
Totally.
But I thought that I had read that he had had, like,
is
a heart
he
transplant and he's fixed.
Oh,
yeah. But
okay.
I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, yeah. Because,
I mean, he was back maybe for, like, you know, an episode
mm-hmm.
not that long ago. So he's
yeah.
kind of around.
Yeah.
No,
I'd like to see him come back as a regular. And
yeah, I would too,
know.
Actually.
You know, even for the, you know, I'm living with my mom for the summers, but I live with my
yeah.
dad during the school year kind of deal.
Totally.
You
sure.
Know,
why not?
Realistic.
And, like, Johnny, they talk about him a lot, but
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him.
Mm-mm.
At all.
No, they don't have a baby cast for him.
No.
Or a toddler now, I guess.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He's around somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so she's pregnant. We don't know whether it's Billy's or Stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I think we're supposed to find out, like, today or tomorrow or someday
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. My money's on Stitch.
Oh, and my money's on Billy.
Well, Billy does like to impregnate people, too, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's Stitch,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like they like to crush my hopes
yeah.
and make it Billy's, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh no.
Because then Billy and Victoria will get back together, because we all like them as a couple.
I liked them as a couple when it was Billy Miller playing Billy.
Right, I'm glad that...
I don't know this new
what's his name? Tom is gone.
Okay, yeah, because he...
He didn't work.
I defended him, I think,
mm-hmm.
for a month
yeah,
or
yeah.
so.
That he just
David
needed to
Tom.
Get into the groove. Yeah, is that
right.
what I'm saying?
I think so. And he was terrible.
He was awful. He was just not good.
Ugh.
Well, I think the problem was he was trying to play it too young, and he hadn't let the character grow up. Because didn't he play it years and years ago?
Mm-hmm. He was the one, Kirk, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, like, when Billy initially got into his gambling problems
mm-hmm.
and, like, Jack sent him to Hong Kong on business,
right.
like, you're gonna live there and not get in trouble?
Yeah.
I think,
just
that
ironic.
Was back then. I know, right?
But,
and then
so
he came
I think
back
that,
as Billy
yeah,
Miller.
And he came, right, and then this guy came back after Billy Miller got fired, and he wanted to pick up right where he had left the character off.
Oh, that would make sense.
And skip all the Billy Miller.
And there was nothing
growth.
Endearing about him. Like, Billy Miller,
no.
you know, you could get frustrated, and he did
but
things
he
that were
but he was still so cute. You,
yeah.
You forgave him, and I would
totally.
Forgive this new guy
no.
for jaywalking.
So, and then the new,
annoying.
New guy, I don't even know this actor's name, but he came
yeah.
from, like, General Hospital or something.
Yeah.
He's
okay. I'm willing to give him a chance.
I definitely feel like he delivers his lines a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made Billy into a character that he, like, makes my skin crawl. Mm-hmm. Everything he says is over the top and obnoxious.
Offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's just the character has just kind of fizzled since Billy Miller left. And I don't think the writers know how to write for this new actor. And the new actor wants to make the role his own.
Yeah.
But
I think
also wants to
job.
Honor, who the character originally is. So that's a hard place to be in.
I mean, I guess if you look at Billy as a character, it's like he's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
He's impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
He's a blamer.
He's compulsive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're kind of...
But he has also moments of being responsible and respectable and...
And I just haven't seen that with this new guy.
Yeah. So they need to bring
so
a little bit more of that
in. So I guess I just
kind
of thought maybe they were just trying to make him
test run.
That one you hate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think... But, so I would say maybe it will be Stitch's baby because they mm-hmm. want us to just not want it to be Billy's.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
and as we've learned with Summer, even if,
even if it is,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? It could
20 years down the line, you'll find out that it's, Michael's.
Oh, God. Gross.
Yeah.
So they've been going back and forth because Victoria, it's like she would kind of give Billy like a chance a little bit in the beginning as they were getting more and more apart. But then he'd always come back and do something really jerky.
Really dumb. Yeah.
And it was like, goodbye. And then Stitch would, I wouldn't even say he swooped in. He just was there
was
and not
there.
A jerk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so Victoria and Stitch are like kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see that Stitch's secret came out?
No, I did not see that. By and by.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, and then we also know Billy cheated on Victoria with Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, we know Kelly and Stitch are brother and sister.
Right.
But they, like, kept it secret.
Mm-hmm.
So, she is just so freaking emotional.
Yeah, I don't care.
I want to shake her a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Off a cliff.
Yeah, a volcano needs to pop up under her feet somewhere.
But she's like acting all nutty. And Jack's mm-hmm. like, what is going on?
Just tell me.
So she's like, I have to tell you the truth. My brother is a murderer. And then they cut to commercial. And then they come back and she's like, now you know it all.
Everybody's a murderer. Come on.
I know.
Who's not murdered someone on this show?
So then, they dance around the issue. Mm-hmm. You're not really sure what he did. But Jack is horrified. And he's like, I'm going to tell Billy. And she's like, you can't tell. And eventually, they confront Stitch in, the middle of the athletic club.
Sure.
They're all standing up,
Yeah.
Don't you wish that you could just have, lunch there one day?
With a, really good camera phone.
Yeah.
Just sit there and drink all day and wait, because sooner or later, something's going to happen.
Entertainment. Anyway, so I have to admit that I wasn't listening all that carefully because I was cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But, when he was a teenager, he murdered his father,
mm-hmm.
and he says it wasn't in self-defense. It was, in a barn, and the barn burned down.
Okay.
And but the thing is that now that everybody kind of knows, and he's kind of just, letting a little bit of the details out,
mm-hmm.
he still seems, really pent up. So
mm-hmm.
there's more to it.
Well, and, I need more details. How does that mean you killed your father? Did you close the door on him? Or did you knock him out ahead of time? Did you light the fire?
He said something I told the police it was an accident, but it wasn't an accident, And
okay.
I don't know, whatever. It was terrible. I don't know what happened. So then he and his name was Benjamin Russell,
mm-hmm.
and then some other guy around the same age, Benjamin Rayburn, died, so
mm-hmm.
he stole the guy's identity.
Right. As you would.
As
well.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know that I'm going to have a problem here.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chelsea and Kevin basically cracked this code
mm-hmm.
well before Kelly
yeah.
ever said anything.
Yeah,
so they kind of knew too, right? With Kevin's amateur hacking skills
mm-hmm.
and Chelsea's disguise hat. All right. But Stitch has not only been in the medical profession where, you know, he had to go probably through a rigorous medical program.
Training.
You know, there's some background checks becoming that. Then he also was in the military.
Right.
Where I know they do rigorous background checks there.
Yeah.
And you're telling me
how
that they never figured that out, but Kevin did?
Yeah. I don't buy it.
It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So, but I still like Stitch. I don't know. Yeah, and everybody's so high and mighty about he's a murderer, and Billy's like...
Again, who hasn't murdered someone on this show? Yeah. Or at least killed them for... You know, it was an accident, it was, you know, this, my car accidentally ran over them, their head hit the rock that was in my hand, you know.
She fell into the volcano.
She fell into the volcano, you know, all of the, you know, you go over every death, and, you know, if there was a cast list, you could put a star next to pretty much everybody.
Yeah, well, and also then Billy was going off because Stitch has an ex-wife with Stitch's son, and they live in Australia, and so she was so horrified by what, you know, she must have discovered Stitch's secret, that she goes to Australia, and Billy's like, what man would allow his son to leave the country, and blah, 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 and he's saying it to Jack. So, Jack has
Jack has two sons who...
Like, Chemo, who's in Vietnam somewhere.
I've never seen Chemo.
Never have heard about him since the 80s, whatever. Maybe he's dead, I don't even know. But
No, because I guess every now and again he'll make a reference, but it's...
Yeah.
You know, I got a call on Christmas Day, or...
Yes.
You know, he called to wish us happy Easter, or, you know.
Yeah, and also then, I guess I'm also thinking about, where the hell's Kyle? Remember Kyle?
Yeah.
Like, they basically have just, like, completely written his character
out. Kyle was going someplace.
I mean,
they had aged him up and made him, you know, gave him a real character besides being a hockey star in Canada.
And then they just cut him.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I have all sorts of qualms right now.
Yeah.
But...
Well-founded. Fine.
All right, so you think it's going to be Stitch. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Billy.
I want to change my vote back to Billy. Because they will...
That's funny, because I'm thinking, well, maybe it'll be Stitch.
I just think it'll be Billy because it's always Billy. Billy always winds up being the father of nobody knows whose father
this is. They already had a stupid baby. Let her have a baby with somebody else. And I hope if she has a baby with Stitch, then it ensures that Stitch should stay around for a while.
Yeah, that's true. That would be nice, but I don't think it's going to...
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to fly.
We'll see. Yeah, so there's that.
Because Billy and Victoria don't have a baby together.
No, it's Billy and Chelsea. So that's
Billy
a whole other romance that's happening.
Well, and Billy and Chloe had a baby.
Yeah.
And Victoria and JT had a baby. So, yeah, so now it's time for Billy and Victoria to have a baby together. I can't believe they have four kids among the two of them. That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, that is. You're right. No. Well, so then, that's the thing, too, though, is the whole Billy and Chelsea thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Billy first enlisted Chelsea, or, I don't know, they were buddies.
Yeah.
And, like... trying to uncover Stitch's secret, but...
And it led to more.
Yeah, they've been... I feel like they've been having random hookups more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been kind of going on. And so it's almost like... Does Billy even really want to be with Victoria that bad? It doesn't seem like it.
I think he's to the point where he's just so tired of fighting with her, and Chelsea's there and available, so why not?
Very available, yeah.
You know? He's kind of like, oh, you're still here. Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah. And so then they've had, there's all these rumors on the internet about Adam. Mm-hmm. Where, like, I haven't read anything about Adam officially being, I just read something in like, Soap Opera Digest that there are rumors that Michael Mooney's coming back. Yeah.
Whoa, no.
I know, I don't
There's
think
no way.
So, but they were, I mean...
Not under the circumstances that he supposedly
left. It was, like,
two weeks
ago or something like that, and so, I think of Soap Opera Digest, I really read, it was like, rumors are circulating, and he was like, no comment, and...
I can't believe that,
yeah.
You know, given the circumstances that he left because he was sexually harassing people.
Supposedly.
And supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But everybody knows that he allegedly
did
that.
That's not the murder thing. Who hasn't sexually harassed somebody in
the
entertainment business?
Well, right. But the fans know about it, and the fans don't forget. And that's one thing they won't forgive.
Oh, I think I would.
I would love to have him back, but, you know. I haven't heard
any real proof.
Yeah, well. you don't need any proof because that's the one thing you can accuse someone of.
I guess, even if
they get, justified that they didn't do it.
Yeah, but I think he has to come back with, like, reconstructive surgery, right, in order for us to really believe, because he was burned beyond recognition.
Well, he could just come back with some nasty scars.
Yeah,
that
I guess
will slowly
so.
Fade, and within a year he'll be
like
not
the
blind and
yeah,
not
that's
disfigured
true.
Anymore.
That's true. Well, anyway, so they've been showing. There were some scenes where I don't know if you saw this. It was like in the nursery where she was like, "Billy, there's this buzzing. I can hear it in the nursery," and it was like in the ceiling, and it was like a little mini webcam, and then they showed like some guy's hands at a laptop, like watching them.
But were the hands all burned up?
No, not at all. I know, I was like, how well do I know Adam's hands? Not well,
and especially not if he's been recast.
But he's clearly having a conversation with somebody else, and then like, and there's these conversations where that hand guy is like paying somebody money to get information, and so I think we're supposed to assume it's Adam.
Yeah.
And,
that would be my first
but he's
conclusion.
Seen Chelsea and Billy, like, making out.
Mm-hmm. That's just going to, add fuel to the fire his revenge for when he comes back.
Yes. Very true. Okay. So, I don't know. We'll see where that
because
goes.
If he comes back, Chelsea will immediately dump Billy and say, "Oh, I'm so glad you're back. I only ever loved you," and blah, blah, blah. And he'll be able to say, "Yeah, but you got over me pretty quick.
Yeah.
You thought I was dead, so you started sleeping with this guy? Come on."
I don't know. I feel like Chelsea and Billy technically have a baby together, even though they weren't raised it together. And I feel like there's something about that.
Yeah, there's a connection there for sure.
Like, maybe she'll get pregnant.
Again?
Well, she's quite fertile.
She is fertile.
And they've been having a lot of hookups. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's possible. Yeah.
Anyway. So we've got Stitch's secret, check. Victoria's pregnant, check. what else can we really, where else should we go?
Well, let's talk about Neil getting married.
Okay.
Because that was dumb.
Oh, I know.
It thrilled me because,
I'd actually say it's the storyline I'm most interested in right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that brings Neil pain and anguish, I'm all over it. I think that's great.
Oh,
because I just so dislike his character.
Yeah.
And now I have a legit reason to.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So he was very serious with Leslie and basically gave her an ultimatum. Like, marry me tonight or we're done
or
completely.
Get out. Yeah.
And
she rightfully said,
see
ya.
Yeah, and then went off and got married.
Well, yeah.
Some new
revenge,
doctor guy.
Revenge marriage.
We don't know much about that guy yet.
But I can totally understand.
Yeah.
You know.
So, then Neil and Hillary, I don't know, Hillary was getting kind of close to Jack, she was kind of close to Neil.
She could quite decide.
She's making eyes at Devon, and Neil all of a sudden swoops in and starts whining and dining her, and I do love all the cat fights with her and Lily.
Yeah, that's been fun.
But it was like one of those things where he did the same thing. He's like, "Let's get married today."
Right. I don't understand what his hurry is. What is he such a Puritan that he feels like he shouldn't be?
I think that he is insecure about his age, and he's worried that if he doesn't snag him now,
he never will.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who he should get married to? Because the person who has that same problem is Jack.
He should marry Jack?
Jack and Neil would be the perfect couple because they both
they
are
would
so
have
insecure.
A really good romance. Yeah.
They're both so insecure. They both get married at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And know that it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, there you go.
they are, like, good buddies. Mm-hmm. Well, and, like, when Neil married Hillary and it was very sudden and, like, mm-hmm. nobody was supporting the wedding.
Right.
Sharon Jack and Jack made, like,
brought
a little
wedding,
engagement
right?
party
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wanted to support the wedding, but then Devon, like, the night beforehand,
mm-hmm.
Like, professed his love for Hillary. I don't mm-hmm. know if it was love. Yeah, I guess it was
no,
love.
No, it was, well...
It was like...
He said it, I'm not sure how much in love with her he is, but that's what he said.
He was mostly like, you belong with me!
Yeah, it was definitely a possessive kind of...
But then, like...
Your feelings don't matter.
She kissed him.
Yeah. With intent.
Yeah, and... But then, like, turn
she's
around...
She's a tease.
Oh, she's bad.
Yeah.
She's bad news.
Oh, God, I hope she doesn't get pregnant.
Oh, no! No, I can't handle one of those.
Because whatever happened to Moses?
They still talk about him occasionally.
Okay, but he's living with his mom.
Rarely. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, she was sassy. I liked her.
Wow. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about Moses. Jeez. Everybody.
So anyway.
Neil and Hillary get married.
And Devon stands there sullenly.
I love how he's always, like, 10 feet away staring at her with this look that's like, I'm looking at you.
I know you know why
you
I'm looking
want
at
it.
You. Yeah.
I don't know. It's hilarious. And Neil's always like, hey guys, the three of us will take
We're
out.
All
Let's
friends.
Go get burgers.
Right.
Let's go see a movie. And it's always awkward.
Yeah. Well, for everyone except for Neil, who's clueless commander.
Yeah. And then, the laundry room thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw that, though.
Yeah.
Because then, I can't remember if it was
well,
the same.
Hillary had gone to Devon, and because Devon, like, the day after the wedding said, you know, but how could you marry my dad when you know that I love you? And she's like, no, really.
Yeah.
This can't happen.
Yeah, let's
alone.
Not talk about it anymore.
It's done.
I'm going to push it down.
Yeah.
But then, like, they had a lot of kind of awkward moments.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, one in the elevator.
Yeah.
Where she was like, you got to stop doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they were going to, like, do it.
Right.
Until Neil, like, thwarted it accidentally.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing in the elevator?
Yeah. Hey!
And then Lily pushed Hillary in the pool at the
mm-hmm.
athletic club. And Devon was like, oh, this is so uncalled for, and, like, took her to, like, a room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, let me get you some
off.
Dry clothes,
yeah.
you know, and that was awkward.
Off my body.
And same thing where Neil walked in, like, what's happening, guys?
Why are you all wet?
Let me help.
Neil.
Just the last couple days, they were, like, all together at Underground, the
mm-hmm.
bar that Nick owns or whatever,
yeah.
and there was a bet. Some sort of bet,
mm-hmm.
and whatever. Somehow, when the bet was hashed out, Neil had to split, and he was going to go to some other country for work or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Devon and Hillary were going to go, like, see a baseball game.
Hang out.
I don't know. So they're in the car, and the car breaks down.
Of course.
And there's no cell service. And Devon's like, it's cool. I used to hotwire cars all the time. Like, I'll have this fixed.
Yeah.
And, no.
But it's only out of gas.
Seriously. And, so they ended up, I couldn't quite figure it out. Like, I guess if it was me, I would start being worried after a couple hours. Like, we're here, we're on
mm-hmm.
the side of the road, we're in the middle of nowhere, there's no self-service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But they had, like, a romantic dance under the stars.
With what music?
You know, like, iPhone music, probably. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Phones don't work.
She had this whole story about the stars, about Atlas and Zeus and the seven sisters, and he was, like, enamored,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about how when she dances, all her troubles are danced
away. Just fall away. Oh, God.
And he was like, will you dance with me? And, you know, you're a dancer.
Yeah.
And then, so then they get back into town, and Neil apparently didn't leave, and everybody's freaking out, like, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
But I loved,
we were down the street dancing, didn't you? Because how far could they have gone?
I don't know where they were going. as another one of those moments where I was, like, bored.
Yeah.
But I loved where it's, like, on the roof of the athletic club, which is the new place to hang out.
Yeah.
And Lily and Kane and Abby are all, like, chilling out, like, by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's like, but I'm so worried. I haven't heard from Devon. It's, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't heard from him. And Abby's like, what's your problem?
Who cares?
Like,
yeah.
you haven't heard from him in 12 hours.
He's a grown man.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen there, but yeah, I think
anything that brings Neil anguish is good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's true.
That's what he gets for marrying in haste.
You think Hillary and Devon are going to be like a real thing?
I don't think so. I think that they're going to do the triangle thing for a while.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, because remember they did this with your favorite, Tyra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tyra.
And as soon as it was, then she was gone.
Yeah, and she never ever came back. So, yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing. That, you know, they haven't found the right mix.
You know,
mix.
Who is truly in love with Devon, though?
Who?
Kane.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's awkward for me. Like, why don't they just address this? Because my favorite scene so far, because Kane is, like, always kind of in the background. And
he's kind of a lurker.
He's a total lurker. And he and Devon have had all these conversations where he's, mm-hmm. like, he knows for a fact how Devon feels about Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like,
yeah.
keeping the secret. And he's witnessed some mm-hmm. things. But there was a moment where it was, like, Kane was getting ready to take a shower, and he, like, takes off his shirt.
Of course he does.
And the phone rings, and you can, like, hear the shower in the background,
mm-hmm.
and it's Devon, and he's like, you know, what up, dog? And it's Devon, and he's, like, talking about Hillary, or I don't
mm-hmm.
know, something. I think it was, like, right after they got married,
mm-hmm.
and he went
he's
on, like,
vending.
A bender.
Yeah.
And it's, like, they had, like, a split screen kind of thing.
Oh,
or, I don't
right,
know,
right, yeah.
Where it's, like,
that.
You have, like, shirtless Kane, who's, like, leaning really into the conversation. Like, tell me more, Devon.
Talk
oh,
to
I'm
me,
so
Devon.
I'm so sorry. You know, and, like, Devon is, like, clueless.
You're right.
But I was, like, what is going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, it was a little pervy.
And then over and over, it's, like, Kane is constantly at Devon's, like,
beck
side
and call
whenever he's down.
Kick. Yeah.
So, I just kind of feel like it's the same role Chelsea's playing for Billy.
Right,
it's
yeah.
the same damn
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Kane makes a move on Devon.
I
call it
watch.
Worst.
Yes, you will get credit for that
and
one.
And then Lily is so completely, like, out of it. She doesn't even realize. She just hates Hillary. And
mm-hmm.
she's, like, trying to hook up Devon with
anyone else.
Other person.
Yeah.
yeah. You think Kane and Lily would talk a little bit? They are a married couple.
Yes.
And Kane might go,
you know,
I've got to tell you something.
Yeah. I've got the perfect solution.
I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to go marry Devon.
It's been great. You know, we'll still parent our kids together.
Yeah.
But
it's the,
I married the wrong one. I need a different Winters.
Oh, man.
No, I don't
something
think,
weird.
Yeah, I don't think CBS is quite that enlightened, but
that bothers me.
Yeah, that's a shame.
What else?
Should we talk about the other marriage of Summer?
Yeah.
Oh, Summer.
I'm like, oh, I guess so. We could talk about that. Austin. Austin, the film guy.
Mm-hmm.
You are so right about Avery and the damn cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you foresee this stuff? It's weird.
I have a future TV that I watch.
Seriously. Are you watching, like, the Canadian version? It's
yes.
Just, like, a month
that's
ahead.
A month ahead, exactly. Canadian version of
like
Y&R. I actually would watch that. Oh, no. How's everything in Saskatchewan? Saskatchewan City. Oh, it's snowing again.
They're in Wisconsin. They should already
they're
have
practically in Canada. Yeah, really.
You had said,
yeah, that
what's
was a
the
good
deal?
Call.
Is Avery have her own cooking show?
Right.
And I was like,
no.
Then,
you were all scoffy about
I was
it.
Like, no.
Why do you doubt me?
But like an hour later, it's like, oh, by the way, Avery has a cooking show.
Yep.
Let's talk about the cooking show.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah, please.
filmed by one guy, Austin, mm-hmm. in her living room.
Mm-hmm.
No special lighting, no mm-hmm. special sound.
Which is actually how Julia Child did her first show. So let's not mock too much.
Like 1964.
True.
This is...
So there should be some allowances made for...
I just feel like... And people kept knocking on the door and coming mm-hmm. in the middle of her cooking.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, you'd think they'd at least put a post-it up.
Sign
like,
not,
taping
now's
in
not
progress.
A good time. Yeah. Come back later.
And Austin befriended Summer. Mm-hmm. And they...
The only other person his age in a 50-mile radius, no doubt.
Yeah, and she was quite vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's always vulnerable.
I know. She's oh, because her mom was in a coma, I guess. And she just...
Whose mom isn't in a coma? Not murdering each other, you're in a coma.
Yeah. And he had this whole story about how his mom was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a bank robbery?
Some kind of violent.
Anyway, and it turned out, later we found out that Avery's the one who defended the guy who killed the mom
mm-hmm.
in a previous case.
Yeah.
I don't know. So he had a vendetta against Avery.
Mm-hmm.
But at first I thought that story was fake. Like, he doesn't really have a mom who's dead.
Right.
But apparently he does.
Turns out.
And that is their bond, is mm-hmm. that she has a mom in a coma,
mm-hmm.
and he has a dead mom.
Right.
And that...
But Phyllis is coming back.
Yeah.
We have...
Yeah, they recast her.
Yeah, she's been recast. She's...
I don't remember who.
I just saw a picture of a leggy blonde, or leggy redhead, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's, I think... She's somebody big from somewhere. A leading actress from another show.
Okay. I'll look more into it then.
Maybe like she and Michelle Stafford like had a deal like, I'll take your role and you
right.
take mine.
Right, let's just switch.
Soap exchange.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know what happened. Austin.
They got along. Things were going along.
Yeah.
So let's get married.
No. He shot Paul.
Oh, right. I totally forgot Paul had gotten shot.
Because they were on the run. It was like, he told Avery, like, hey, we're going to do a special taping session
mm-hmm.
at the old amusement park or
right.
you know, somewhere. Somewhere terrible.
The abandoned
She's
mine.
Like, and she was like, why are the lights off? And he's like, this will be better.
Because you're stupid.
So bad. Anyway, he was like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get revenge. And I don't know, everybody was worried because Avery was missing, and they put all the pieces together, and Paul came in, and the gun accidentally went off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it wasn't.
Dropped it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
On something.
The whole thing was stupid.
Yeah. But the good part is Paul got shot.
I know, right? I was like, hey. High five.
Yeah.
But Dylan was like, it's my fault, and I don't know, blah, blah, blah. So... Austin then is like, I remember this. He was like on the ground. The
mm-hmm.
one police officer. Oh, Noah's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
No, I don't
the
know.
Blonde girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember her name. Anyway, she was like, put your hands behind your back. And then like went to tend to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin got up and ran away.
Yeah.
So he's like on the run.
Worst cop ever.
Oh, yeah. I like when she talks about cop stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's some old 30s movie.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, and so he's, like, on the run, and I think he calls Summer, like...
Yeah, to say, I'm in trouble, you have to come and help me.
Yeah, and they run away to Canada,
mm-hmm.
And they're there for a while, and,
choir.
And then they come back, like, after, I don't think things cooled down, but it's, like, Jack and Nick figured it out, whatever.
Yeah.
They came back, whatever, and then he goes to jail, and he gets released on, because I think... Summer convinced Avery, like, he's not a bad guy.
It's not his fault.
I know he was going to kill you, and I know he shot the chief of police, but
But it's totally... He had extenuating circumstances, and everyone murders everyone here.
And he
we
was my first...
That.
Oh, yeah, because then they
God.
He took her virginity in, like, a cheap motel in Canada, and it was, like, the most magical thing.
And that gets you get-out-of-jail card free?
Apparently. When you take a Newman's virginity...
That's a big deal, I suppose.
It is a big deal.
Wow. Flash that V card around town.
So,
get
she is so head over heels for him. It's like sickening. Because
but
she was like this with Kyle. Like,
age appropriate. That's what girls that age do.
Not girls like me.
Well, you were never a girl that age.
But, so she's really, really obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get this great idea oh, if they get married, she can't testify. She can't
testify against her husband.
But I'm pretty sure I read something that that's not really true.
It's, you can still be compelled to in capital crime cases.
Okay, so there we go. It didn't really work. Well, it probably does because Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
But, so they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to make it out like it's all normal.
Right, yeah. That it's a marriage.
And so then she decided they're all back and he's released from jail and they're kind of awaiting trial. Well, let's have a real wedding too.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have a real wedding and a lot of people actually show up just to support her.
Well, it's a Newman wedding. You got to go to the Newman wedding. So yeah. Come on. Open bar.
Yeah, right. In the
really
church.
Really good canapes.
Open
bar at the church.
No, I think their reception was like at the roof of the athletic club.
Yeah.
I don't know that they even had like an official reception. I think they were like, let's just go meet up because everyone hates us.
So they're at the church. Bride or groom side? Can I take your order?
Oh, they made this big thing about how, like, with him, he's like, I have no one on my side. Because he has, like, nobody.
Yeah, literally.
And she was like, but we're family now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and soon enough we'll find out that he's actually related to somebody. Because everybody's interrelated
there. Oh, really? See, I was hoping that he was just one of these one-shot deals where then something will happen and he'll go away.
I don't think so. I think he's going to wind up being...
And we don't know anything about his father.
Yeah, see?
No! I hope that he is somehow related to Nick, so when it all comes to light,
her
brother divorced 5 times. I don't know.
Yeah, divorced 5 times.
When she could have married Kyle, who wasn't actually her brother, even though she thought so.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
So there's that.
There's a lot of potential for
him. And then I liked this week. He was going on a job interview,
mm-hmm.
and he was like talking to someone on the phone. And he goes, it's a cameraman position. You know, I'm trying to support my wife or whatever." And she's like, "Who wouldn't want you to work for them?" And I'm like, "Hello!
Everyone.
He just shot the chief of police. Right. He's going to be, like, on trial for murder."
Right. You don't want to hire that
and kidnapping. Guy. And he was like, and then he said in some other conversation, "I never meant to hurt anybody." And I'm like, that's exactly
yes,
what
did.
You kidnap somebody with
to
the intent.
Revenge.
I was thinking,
so he's a dumb liar.
And I don't understand, why is he out, like, frankly, he's in a lot of trouble, and he's, like, trying to get some lame job, why isn't she trying to, if she's like, oh, we want to make it on our own,
mm-hmm.
can't she go to get a job? Can't she go to college?
Well, doesn't she have her own money?
Well, of course she does. She's a Newman and an Abbott.
Yeah, exactly. So why would she get a job?
Because they're trying to do this whole thing, like, oh, we don't need anybody's support. We can make it on our own. And
that's not going to fly for her. She's... spoiled princess.
I mean,
sell your horse, princess. Buy a house with that.
Sell your horse. I know. Well, I guess I just don't see why does he want to go get some $16 an hour job.
Oh, a $16 dollar? No.
What? You think more?
No, less.
Oh. Okay, $10 an hour
yeah,
job.
Yeah, there. Okay, maybe. Yeah.
I'm just saying anything that's less than $100 million an hour is below
less
summers.
Than what she makes. Yeah.
I don't get it, but...
Well, you know, maybe we can give them the benefit of the doubt, and good for them for at least wanting to appear to have a simple life and be self-sufficient.
They're so rich that they just don't even know.
They don't
She's
even,
so rich.
She doesn't understand, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and she never will, because someone will always bail her out.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, you know, because we're still, or she is under the impression, everybody's under the impression that Jack is actually her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
of, you know, the paternity test mix-up.
Right.
But we all know Sharon switched the results.
Right.
And Nick really is her dad.
Yes.
And she's been having these, like, flashbacks because she got, did we talk about this? The electroshock therapy.
Yeah.
To erase her memory.
Mm-hmm. So that she wouldn't be traumatized.
Just this specific memory.
Right. Which
can they
can't,
do that?
No, they can't do that.
Okay. I was going to say.
You can have shock therapy to erase short-term memory, but you can't specify exactly which memories are going to be.
I was wondering
erased.
How they would even do that.
Yeah, no, that's
seems
not
completely intangible.
That's not possible at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, someday it worked.
Maybe. Yeah,
apparently
well, good
so.
Good for them. Okay.
So yeah, I don't know anything about electroshock therapy, but
yeah,
it seems pretty
it's not,
terrible.
Yeah, oh, it's awful, but it does work. Mm-hmm. Is okay. From what I've heard is that they have been able to make advances in it so that it doesn't leave you completely
like the old days.
Like yeah, lobotomized, but. And that's why it has made a comeback for people who have severe mm-hmm. mental disorders and stuff. Mm-hmm. But
seems pretty extreme.
It's not.
To me.
It's not as pinpointed as.
It's just
well,
so ridiculous.
And it's absurd to think that you can erase specific memories and
because I have a few, I might
oh,
want to
yeah.
erase.
Oh, you bet. And isn't that part of the human experience that
yeah.
you're supposed to learn from things? And
well, didn't they do a movie about that? Right?
Yeah,
the Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah, the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah,
but one of the few that I like with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, the fact that they gave her the easy way out. Oh,
yeah.
I don't like this. Okay, we'll just do electroshock therapy.
And we'll erase
and
that
can,
specific memory.
Yeah, and then you don't have to go
then,
through the growth.
Then she's
that
like,
comes
what
from.
Have I forgotten? I must remember it.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I don't. Anyway.
Pick one. Either you want to forget or you don't.
I know.
You can't
and now
change your mind.
Then she's
later.
Been going through like hypnotherapy in order
to
recover that lost memory.
Regressive memory. Which I'm also pretty sure. That might actually work.
Probably.
I'm
buying it.
Yeah, I'm
but
more
I just
on,
think it's
on board
stupid.
With that. But yeah, it's ridiculous.
They
go through all that trouble.
Yeah, and you know, whatever. So she and Nick are getting really close because she doesn't remember.
Yeah.
But she's starting to have these flashes. You know it's going to come out soon, especially
oh, sure.
when New Phyllis wakes up from her coma.
Mm-hmm.
Which Victor has been, I don't know. I don't understand, other than he's just incredibly powerful and rich,
mm-hmm.
how he has the right to do this, because he's been soliciting, like, some new treatment for coma patients
mm-hmm.
and getting the doctor to, like, do this or something with
yeah,
Phyllis.
Yeah, he has no...
And I was like, he can't do that.
No, because only Summer would be able to.
Yeah, right?
Because Summer's is her only kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Jack and she are, they're not married.
They're, not
they're
married.
Engaged.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
He's busy with Kelly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
So Victor
you think
Hesnett.
He, you know, at least like out of politeness, give it a year. Not
yeah.
2 months.
Well, and maybe he and Phyllis had that talk of,
I don't think
you know,
did.
If I'm ever in, hooked up to machines or in an irreversible coma.
Do you think Phyllis would have been okay with that?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
I don't think so.
Yeah. She would have been okay to do it to Jack, but not Jack doing it to her.
Yeah. I don't. Well, either way.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll all come out. Or maybe she'll have forgotten.
Maybe, yeah.
But anyway.
She will probably have forgotten for a while. For like 6 months after the coma, she won't be able to remember, and then... You know, she'll get hit in the head with a basketball and suddenly it'll all come flooding back.
It's like what you say about Neil. I support anything that takes down Jack.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Where when he realizes that Summer is not actually his daughter
mm-hmm.
and he's been super pious about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And I feel like Nick... has been pretty
Nick
gracious.
Has been cool about it. Yeah, Nick has been gracious. That's a good word.
So, yeah, there's that.
See, all the more reason why Jack and Neil should get together and just
be
insufferable together.
I don't know.
They can bring each other so much pain.
I was going to say the whole Cassie, well, I guess she's not Cassie,
Mariah. Yeah.
Cassie lookalike.
Yeah, which we still have not figured out.
Yeah, we don't know her background,
yeah.
really. So her
oh,
mom...
so she's going to be, what's his name's sister brother?
Austin?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Well, so she's mentioned, because, like, she and Ian Ward sort of had this, like, little secretive relationship,
mm-hmm.
kind of. But she said something about how her mom was one of, like, Ian's cult people.
Followers.
And then her dad was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And so Ian was, like, her father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he manipulates her a lot, you know, like, yeah. Oh, Sharon really likes you. You should just ask Sharon if you can live with her,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But then I also kind of feel like, so Sharon helped Mariah get a job at Nick's bar when everybody hated her.
Right.
Because she is the reason Sharon got electroshock therapy and blah, blah, blah. But now, like, she and Nick have this whole, like, bantery, like, friendly relationship.
Yeah.
I think it got too close too quick for me.
Well, you can understand kind of from Nick's point of view that if you look exactly like his long-lost daughter, he's going to have some transference of feelings in that regard.
Totally.
But
I know, I saw this woman the other day at the grocery store, and she just looked like one of my old bosses that I really hated.
And so you crush your card into her?
I know, I looked at the woman and was like, I hate you. Like, I didn't literally say that, but I just had this moment where I was like, you look too close to her. That's unfortunate for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I could see that where if you have really good feelings, and, but I mean, he's like cutting the crust off her sandwiches. She's like 27 years old or something.
Right. But.
No.
Mm-hmm. I can. I don't think it's okay. I can see why he does it though.
Okay. Well. So she's going to be their kid, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like somehow. Separated.
She's got to be the long lost twin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Separated at birth.
Maybe we won't know for years.
It's possible.
I don't think so, though. She just looks so similar to Cassie that we're all wondering.
Yeah, somebody has to spill at some point.
Maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Or on Cassie's special day. Isn't that coming up soon?
I don't know. I feel like Cassie has so many special days. I can't keep track.
I really feel like there's one in the summer. It's during summertime they have
probably the Cassie's...
Cassie's Memorial Day, let's all talk about
But then
about
they also,
Cassie.
Like, celebrate her birthday, and then, like, the day she died. The day she ate a sandwich.
Yeah, the day she got her braces on, off, and then on again, because that one tooth.
And
then
they always, like, pull out this picture that she drew of, like, stick
figures. Of the family.
Yeah. And it's like,
Either put it up on the wall or put it away. You know, it's like bringing out the wedding present when that person who gave it to you comes by.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they do with that picture.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Now I kind of want to just leave one in your classroom one day.
No. See if we can print it out. Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, I like Mariah, but...
Too many unanswered questions.
Yeah, right? So she could,
I can't
she
get comfortable
could be
with
the
her.
Evil twin.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have a beard, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But she has slightly darker red hair.
True. Yeah, better colorist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wait. I think it is going to be a end of the year holiday revelation kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be a while. Because I feel like the whole summer thing is going to happen first.
Yeah, right.
And Nick will have found he has two daughters in 1 year. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what's in his Christmas stocking. It's just a bundle of DNA tests.
Yeah. I feel like Mariah... Wait a minute. So are she and Tyler, like, romantic now? Or, like, so Tyler broke up with Abby.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't clear if it was, like, does he have a thing for Mariah?
I think he does have a thing for Mariah. Yeah. And she doesn't care.
Whatever happened to his thing with Lily?
Bring that back. Didn't test well.
See, he could have a thing for Lily. Mm-hmm. Kane could have a thing for Devon. Mm-hmm. And Jack could have a thing for Neil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? Easy.
Why aren't we writing it?
I know. I've been saying that for years.
Can you think of anything else important? I would like to say that I like this new athletic club rooftop pool thing.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to me as a location.
Yeah.
Because it's summertime and it's outdoors.
Yeah. Having the pool at all.
Yeah.
Rooftop pools freak me out, though.
Why?
I'm just always afraid that they're going to collapse. down into the rest of the building.
That's an epic way to die.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Teacher
take
dies
note of that
by falling through rooftop pool.
Yep, you know, rooftop pool collapses.
Yeah,
goes through the rest of the building.
I can think of worse ways.
Yeah,
but I like it. I don't know. I just kind of like that they gave it like an updated look,
mm-hmm.
and that
yeah.
makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was another set that I really liked. I can't remember now. Though.
I don't hate the underground set.
It's too... I know, it sounds stupid. It's
too
dark
too underground. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever happened to Gloria's place? Oh, it burned down, didn't it?
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Yeah, I like that one, too. It's better than Indigo.
I feel like they need more restaurant-y places, or... Mm-hmm. I mean...
They need a cafe.
Well,
or, like, a
Crimson
diner.
Lights.
Yeah, but they need... They need an Olive Garden. They need something that's
an
not...
An Olive Garden?
Well, something that's not Crimson Lights, but is not... The
hoity,
athletic
hoity,
club,
super fancy.
They need something in the middle, a middle of the road kind of restaurant. So,
yeah,
Olive Garden.
Well, and remember, Kane and Lily bought that space, and she
mm-hmm.
was going to start some amazing.
Yeah.
What happened with that? Then she just took over the athletic club and
yeah.
was over it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Avery will open up a restaurant in
That's
relation.
A genius idea. Oh, you just called it. Yeah, why is she not opening her own restaurant?
Yeah, no, she will. Her show will continue, and someone will say, you know, it's really hard to do this out of your living room, and
yeah.
why don't we just make this into...
And then she'll give Austin a job, like,
mm-hmm.
as a busboy.
Yeah.
Give him a shot.
Anyone can change.
I don't like him. I hope he leaves.
Yeah, now he'll be there forever.
So I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Let's do this again soon. Because there's so
we'll
many
see
times.
See you in fall.
You don't know how many times I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, I need to talk about this right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook, Young
mm-hmm.
and the Restless Recap.
Mm-hmm.
We've definitely had a lot of people ask to be our friend recently.
Yeah, which is great. Nice uptick.
And, I did a presentation, not about The Young and the Restless, but in Kansas, at a conference all about how to make your own podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I showed them The Young and the Restless recap, and I was kind of joking how we thought, like, nobody would ever listen to it ever,
right.
and then we actually had a decent amount of people listen,
yeah.
and you wouldn't believe how hard people were laughing. So,
that's usually the response I get, but, you
know,
we appreciate our listeners.
Yeah,
so
it's nice
thank you
to
for
know.
Listening.
And I like, there have been a lot of people, like, posting articles or updates,
mm-hmm.
casting news on
mm-hmm.
our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Which I value a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see you next time.